Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hi guys, salut à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast and bonne année, happy new year. Je vous souhaite plein de bonheur pour cette nouvelle année. I wish you lots of happiness for this new year. And also, I'm so happy to be back on the podcast after the holidays. It was great to have a little break, but I miss talking to you guys so much. And I've got lots of brand new things coming out this year, but I'll let you guys know in due time. So stay tuned. Anyway, this is episode number 41, numéro 41. And today's lesson is all about the possessive adjectives. Les adjectifs possessifs. Because that's a topic that can be a bit full on for beginners, I've decided to split this lesson into two parts. So today is part one and next week will be part two. For this lesson, especially if you've never heard of possessive adjectives before, I strongly recommend you download your lesson's cheat sheet. It's free. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library where you can access your lesson's exercises as well as all the previous ones. And it's also free. So if you're ready, let's get started for the first lesson of 2021. On commence. So for those who don't know, possessive adjectives are my, your, his, her, its, our, and their. And in this lesson, we'll learn what they are in French, obviously. Because I don't want to overwhelm you and I want to keep this lesson as bite-sized as possible, today we'll only learn how to say my, your, his, and her. And next week, we'll see how to say your in the plural, our, and their. So, if you look at the cheat sheet right now, I've put all the possessive adjectives into one chart, so it's easier for you to see the big picture. But today, we'll only focus on the top part of the chart. My, your, his, and her. Great. So, first thing that you need to know is that in French, possessive adjectives depends on two things. Number one, the gender of the noun. Meaning, is the noun masculine or feminine? Number two, the number of the noun. Meaning, is the word plural or singular? Super important for basically everything in French. So you need to know the gender of nouns. If you don't know, check out the word in a dictionary. All right, so now let's start with learning how to say my. There are three ways to say my in French. Mon, ma, me. Let's find out which one to use. If the noun is masculine singular, you use mon. For example, mon livre, my book, mon livre. If the noun is feminine singular, you use ma. Par exemple, ma voiture, my car, ma voiture. But attention here, if the noun is feminine singular, but starting with a vowel, then you'll use mon. For example, mon école, my school, mon école. Now, if the noun is plural, and whether it's feminine or masculine, it doesn't matter, you'll use mes. For example, mes parents, my parents, mes parents. Très bien. Now, let's see how to say your. There are three ways to say your in French. Ton, ta, te. And you follow the same pattern. If the noun is masculine singular, you use ton. For example, ton livre, your book. Ton livre. If the noun is feminine singular, you use ta. For example, ta voiture, your car. Ta voiture. And if the noun is feminine singular, but starting with a vowel, you use ton. Ton école, your school. Ton école. If the noun is plural, whether it's feminine or masculine, same thing, doesn't matter, you use tes. For example, tes parents, your parents. Tes parents. Parfait. Let's now see how to say his, her, or its. Again, there are three ways to say his or her or its in French. Son, sa, ses. And as you can see, again, it follows the exact same pattern. If the noun is masculine singular, you use son. Par exemple, son livre. His or her book. If the noun is feminine singular, you use sa. Par exemple, sa voiture. His or her car. If the noun is feminine singular starting with a vowel, you use son. Example, son école. His, her school. Son école. If the noun is plural, whether it's feminine or masculine, doesn't matter again, you use ses. Ses parents. His, her parents. Ses parents. Super, so now that we've seen the rules, let's do a quick recap. There are three ways to say my in French. Mon, ma, mes. There are three ways to say your in French. Ton, ta, tes. Three ways to say his or her or its. Son, sa, ses. Et voilà, that wasn't that bad, right? The most important thing to know is the gender of nouns, because it really all depends on that. And if you're not sure about the gender, just quickly check in the dictionary. It doesn't take too long. There are also ways to find out the gender of nouns, which I'll talk about in a future episode. But for now, make sure that each time you learn a new vocabulary, you know what the gender is. That's the end of today's lesson. As I said before, we'll learn the other possessive adjectives next week. Now, to make sure you've understood everything, go and practice what you've learned today. Without practice, it's a bit hard to retain. So make sure you go and download your exercises for this lesson. The link is in the episode notes. If you've enjoyed this lesson, I'd really appreciate a quick review on Apple Podcasts or send me a message on Instagram. I'd love that. Thanks for your time. I am so happy to be back with you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.